Hi everyone, welcome to Little Things Trapped Within Us. I'm Noyanika and this is my very first podcast. Kind of excited because I really wanted a platform to share my suppressed feelings. I mean, we share our feelings to some people we care about, like our friends, family or even siblings, but I really wanted some things to be out there, you know, like really out in the world, where it's okay to feel this way, where it's okay to know that there is always someone out there who feels the same way you do. By the way, if you find my accent funny, well, letting you know, I'm an Indian, and well, I've gotten that a lot, so many people find my accent funny, and some people don't even understand what I'm trying to say, and I'm like, really? I think I'm pretty clear. So yeah, bear with me. So I have never been good with words or really open to people, so I always try to hide the way I feel, and I find it so hard to keep these feelings bottled up. We all know life is tough, and we all know that it is never gonna be easy or be the way we want it to be. We're just stuck in a game of life where we need to play and never give up, even if we really want to. I know I sound cliched, but hey, it's the truth, right? We always hear people say never give up or try harder, work hard, blah 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 blah. Very cliched, but what I realized is that these cliched phrases or words actually work. Well, it hasn't much for me yet, but I have seen people transforming into something very wonderful and different because of these cliched words. Trust me on this, guys, I have seen it. Actually, let me just give a personal example. So there were many times I felt like giving up. Like, I felt like, you know, what the hell am I doing? It's such a waste of time. But a part of me always said that, dude, don't give up now. You have a long way to go and this is your dream. So fucking buckle up. So basically, since my third grade, I had this dream of working at NASA. I was young, so I had no idea that I needed mathematics and physics to achieve this big dream of mine. I always thought that having basic knowledge about some galaxies and solar system would be enough. Well, as I entered middle school, I was like, shit, maths and physics is what I need? Luckily, I liked physics a lot, but I hated maths. I hated it so much. I tried my best to be good at that subject, but I constantly failed all my maths exams. I barely passed, and teachers were, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm just gonna be honest here, the teachers were shit, like really shit. You know how teachers are supposed to be people, you know, who take care of a student, who try to understand a student, who try to help a student to understand a concept or something, but the teachers I dealt with were so demotivating, like, they always demotivated me. They used to be like, you can't be an astronomer because you can't do simple maths and you don't have good grasping skills and blah blah blah. And during my senior year, like the last year of high school, I think that's what they say in America, but I say 12th grade. Yeah, so in 12th grade, I changed my mind. I was planning to go to arts field because I love sketching and stuff. Even though I loved astronomy so much, even though I didn't want to let go of astronomy, I just couldn't deal with the teacher's criticism and mathematics. So I thought of giving it up and, you know, I thought of choosing a new field. However, some of my close friends, I mean, they always used to say that don't give up on your dreams just because of some teachers and maths. Well, I did manage to pass my final mathematics exams, not barely pass, but pass with good grades, and physics exams, and voila, doing an astrophysics course at Northumbria University. So just saying that these cliched words actually help. You know, you should like bombard yourself with these cliched words. You should bombard yourself with these words so that it motivates you, and so that you end up actually not giving up. So I'm just saying that I've seen it and it has worked a little bit for me. So these cliched words do help then. This podcast is going to be very small because I just wanted people to know that, hey, you're not alone. And please feel free to share your feelings. Well, it's important to share, you know. Ever heard of this phrase, sharing is caring? I know it's not for this context, but, you know, it works. Just want you all to know that please help me spread love to people who feel alone or scared. It's okay to be weird. It's okay to be quiet or different or whatever it is. I know that you're not alone. Just look at me. So let those little things trapped within you out. For my next podcast, I would be talking about social awkwardness / social anxiety. Stay tuned and thanks for listening. Love y'all. Thank you.